and sisters.
我们今天的讲道题目，就像裴念琼刚说的是叫良善的神医。
Today's sermon is the title is the good and miraculous physician.
其实对神医这个词呢，我记得我小时候是在听说的时候，我们古代呢有一位神医叫华佗。
The miraculous physician that we know probably from China is a very famous one. Is called his name is 华佗。
说他能医治百病。
And he can heal all diseases.
慢慢长大了又听说说某某某地方也有。所谓的神医。
And as I grow up, I heard that there's other miraculous physicians somewhere else.
这是也是能治好多的病。
And he also can heal many diseases.
再往大转，又有听说是某某地方也有一些医生，只是挣钱，但是呢，而且还会苦害病人。
And then later I heard there's some so-called miraculous doctor. They only make money, sometimes even make the patient suffer more. And I started wondering if there's truly a miraculous doctor on earth.
其实我们透过今天的信息，我们会发现，世上根本就没有神医，除了耶稣基督，他是一个良善的神医之外。
Through today's sermon, that we know that there's no true miraculous physicians in the world other than Jesus Christ. He is the good and miraculous physician on earth only.
所以这就是我们今天要讲的信息。那么就是马可福音五章二十一到四十三节。
This is today's message is taken from the verse the scriptures of Mark chapter 5 verse 21 to 43.Let us pray first.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Father in heaven, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
你总是在你所设立的日子，聚集你的儿女一起来敬拜你。
You always gather your children on the day that you have ordained.
主，我们就求主你的圣灵，你的话语引导我们今天的敬拜。
Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit and your words to guide, lead us with our worship today.
赐我们每个人一颗渴慕你话语的心，诚实的心。
Give us a heart that's thirsty for your words and a sincere heart to seek you.
让我们能够来到你的面前，来听你的声音。
So that we can come before you, listen to your words only.
就求主你在我们每个人的心中动那美好的善工。
We ask the Lord to move among everyone's heart.
让我们听了你的话，就能够去遵行。
When we heard your word, that we want to obey.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
前面我们连续两次了，分享了主耶稣所行的两个神迹。
And we already shared that the true miracles that Jesus did.
那么一个是呢，主耶稣的话一出口，能使狂风巨浪的大海立即得到平静。
And one is that Jesus' word, when it comes out, that it can quiet the storm and the waves in the sea.
而他的门徒呢，因为目睹这一切，就大大的惧怕。
And his disciples are.Terrified when they see this happen.
另一个呢是一个被穷鬼所附的人，无人能制服的人，见了耶稣就俯伏敬拜他。
And there's another one that there's a demon, many demon possessed the man that nobody can bound him, but under Jesus' hand can subdue him.
他的一句话就能让一群的魔鬼从人的身上赶到了一群猪的身上。
Through his one sentence that the many evil unclean spirits that can cast out from this man and went to the pigs.
这些猪呢，全部投到海里。
And the herd of the pigs, they all fall to the ocean.
那些目睹这一幕的人，以及听到这件事的人，也都觉得非常的稀奇。
And the people who saw this and experienced this miracle, they're all amazed.
那么为什么他们感到稀奇和害怕？
Why they're so afraid and amazed?
因为这些事他们知道都是无人能行。
because they know all these things that are done only through supernatural power.
而行这些事的人, 正是他们所知道的也为以色列人。
And they know that the one that did this is an Israelite.
所以他们不得不在思想这个道者是谁。
And they have to think about who this person truly is.
那么今天要和大家分享的两个神迹。
Today I want to share with you another two miracles.
那么一个是患血漏12年的妇人。
One is the woman that suffered for the discharge of blood for over 12 years. Because her faith in the Lord. She only touched the clothes of Jesus, then she was healed.
而这个妇人也是因此恐惧战惊。
And this woman also were feared and were trembling.
那么另一个是一个人已经死去的12岁的女孩。
And another man with a daughter already died, a 12-year-old daughter died.
因耶稣的一句吩咐，立即从死里复活。
Because of Jesus' one command, then she come back to life.
那些看见此事的人也就大大的惊奇。
And the people who saw this, they are all amazed.
那么从这四个神迹，我们可以看到。
And through all these four miracles, we can see.
不管是主耶稣基督的门徒还是外人。
No matter if it's Jesus' disciple or outsiders.
对他所行的神迹的第一反应都是惊奇和恐惧。
The first reaction to Jesus' miraculous deeds is astonishment.
他们都在。
And they all have to ask one question. Who is this Nazareth who can heal people and can cast out demons and also can make people come back to life?
而主耶稣其实他行这些神迹的目的，也就是一次又一次的来启示人们他的神性的方方面面。
And the purpose that Jesus did all these miracles is because he wants to reveal his deity to people. And today's sermon will tell us
主耶稣通过医病，通过治病救人，来彰显他的良善和全能。
The Lord Jesus will manifest his goodness and almightiness by healing the sick and raising the dead. We will cover this in three points.
第一就是主耶稣体恤人的需要，这是21节到24节。
From verse 21 to 24, that the Lord Jesus cares for people's needs.
那第二点就是主耶稣知道人的真信心。
The second is from verse the Lord Jesus knows people's faith. It's from verse 25 to 34. And the last point is the Lord Jesus control the people's life. That's the rest of the words.
让我们先看一下主耶稣他的神迹的第一方面，主耶稣体恤人的需要。
First, let us look at the Lord cares for people's needs.
我们先看第12:21节。
Verse 21.
第5:21节，他说：“耶稣坐船又渡到那边去，就有许多人到他那里聚集。他正在海边上。”
When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake.
那么从上次的分享，我们知道主耶稣和他的门徒是乘船来到海边一个外邦人居住的地方。From
last week's sermon, we know that Jesus took the boat and passed over to a Gentiles area.
那么这个地方也圣经上也叫格拉撒人居住的地方。And
it's an area that's called Gerasene.
那么主耶稣呢，在那里把一群乌鬼从一个人身上赶到了一群猪的身上。
Jesus cast the legion of demons out of a person and did this miracle in Gerasene.
而他为了拯救那个被乌鬼所附的人，他让大约2000头猪投入大海。
in order to save that person that who was the evil spirit possessed, he cast out the demons to the pig's body, then the pigs all ran down to the ocean.
然后当地的格拉斯人呢，他们因为惧怕就拒绝他。
Because of the fear, of the fear that the Gerasim people that they were afraid and they refused Jesus.
请求主耶稣要离开他们的境界。
And they begged Jesus to leave their place.
于是他和门徒呢就渡船回到他的对岸，也就是以色列人居住的地区。
So Jesus has to cross the lake again back to the original place.
而很多人呢又在他那里来聚集。
And many crowd followed him again.
那这就是我们今天的这两个神迹所发生的一个背景。
This is the background for today's miracle.
我们看一下22到23节。
Let us read from verse 22 to 23.
有一个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁，来见耶稣，就俯伏在他脚前，再三的求他说：“我的小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她痊愈，得以活了。”
Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there, seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So we know that Jairus, he is a ruler of the synagogue. His duty is to take care of the synagogue and administrate the every matters in for this synagogue. So he's not a teacher or any people that who in charge of the worship. And so are nowadays saying that he is a manager of this synagogue. We know that Jesus often goes to the synagogue to teach people. So we know that from a human's perspective that Jairus seems is in higher rank than Jesus. But when he came to Jesus, he fell on his feet.
那么这里很大的可能是因为主耶稣常在雅鲁管理的会堂讲道。
This probably happens because Jesus often preached at this synagogue that governed by Jairus.
所以呢，他不但听过耶稣基督他的教训。
Not only he listened to Jesus' teaching.
他也可能见证或听说过他所行的各样的神迹。
He probably witnessed all the miracles and the things that Jesus did.
也就是他对主耶稣并不陌生，可能是认识他。
So Jesus to him is not a stranger.
所以此时此刻呢，但是雅鲁呢，此时此刻他遇到一个非常紧急的事情。
But Jairus now has an emergency.
他无法来解决。
He cannot solve himself.
那么凭他对主耶稣的认识，他坚信耶稣会体恤他的这个真正的需要。
By the knowing, by all his knowing to Jesus, that he knows Jesus can solve his problem.
那么他会帮助他解决他现在所面临的这个危机。
And he also will help to solve his emergency situation.
所以他再三地恳求他。
So he pleaded earnestly with him.
他如此的做，是因为他的女儿快要死了。
It's because his daughter is dying.
那么在路加福音8章42节也有这段的记载，他说，因他有一个独生的女儿，约有12岁，快要死了。
And the same matter recorded in Luke chapter 8 verse 42 says, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying.
所以呢，其实我们要等那么12岁的一个女孩子，那正是最活泼可爱的时候。
And the 12-year-old girl, that's is at the age of lively and lovely age.
而且她又是雅鲁的一个独生女。
And she also is the only daughter to Jairus.
我们可以理解，对雅鲁来说，这实在是一个最可怕的事情。
We can imagine that this happens is how terrible to Jairus.
而他对这事情又是束手无策。
And he has no way to solve this.
所以这里也说，他要主耶稣按手在他的身上，使他痊愈，得以活了。
He asked Jesus to put his hand on his daughter so his daughter can be healed.
那么就从这句话我们可以知道
，through these words that we understand.
雅鲁一定听说过，或是亲眼见过耶稣医治疾病的神迹。
This Jairus must saw Jesus put hands to heal other people before.
比如说，主耶稣按手在彼得岳母身上，他的热病就退了。
For example, that Jesus put his hands on Peter's mother, and she was healed.
那么他又是一摸那个患麻风的病人，他的大麻风就洁净了。
With his hand, he touched that lepers, and his leprosy all gone.
那么他在安息日在会堂里一句话，就是一只枯干的手扶了原。
And in the synagogue, through one sentence, that a withered hand is restored.
那么这里我们也看到，他的独生女实在是很危险。
And we know that his daughter is now very dangerous situation.
那么在他看来，如果耶稣不医治他，他肯定就没有活的希望了。
And to him that without Jesus healing, his daughter will die.
而且会很快的死去。
And will die soon.
所以这里我们看到雅鲁对主耶稣的真实的信心。
So here we can know that the true faith that Jairus has on Jesus.
他不是说有病乱求医。
And he is not because of the sick, and he just randomly chose doctor.
他把主耶稣当作他的唯一的希望。
He takes Jesus as his only hope.
我们看第二十四节。
Verse 24.
耶稣就和他同去，有许多人跟随，拥挤他。
So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him.
那么这里我们看到那么多人在主耶稣的周围。
We know that there's many people around Jesus.
他却因为雅鲁真诚而绝望的恳求。
But because the sincereness from Jairus.
他就要跟他同去。
And he wants to go with Jairus.
因为他知道这是雅鲁的真正的需要。
Because he knows that this is the true needs of Jairus.
然而在去雅鲁家的途中又发生了另一件事情。
But on the way to Jairus home, this another thing happened.
所以这是二十五节到二十三四节。
This happened from verse 25 to 34.
虽然这只是一段插曲。
This seems as a middle episode happened in between.
其实我又看到了主耶稣神迹的另一个方面，他是全知全能的神。
But through here we know that Jesus, he's all-knowing God, Almighty, all-knowing God.
他知道人真实的信心。
He knows people's faith if it's true or not.
那我们看一下二十到二十六节先。
Let us look verse 25 to 26.
一个女人患了十二年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思是说，我只要一摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。于是他的血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。
A woman was there who had been subject to the bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak.Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from suffering.
那么这里二十五节到二十六节呢，首先给出了我们这位妇人她的背景。
verse 25, 26 gave us the background of this woman. She suffered the discharge of blood for 12 years. She had visited many doctors, spent all her money. Not only she's not healed, but she get worse. And this woman is similar to Jairus. And also in a hopeless situation.
Verse 27
to 29 tells us.
那么其实在以色列人看来, 患血肉的病人,
for the Jews, that the woman suffer discharge of blood is considered unclean.
那么这意味着, 这位妇人不能参加以色列人的集体崇拜。
It means that this woman cannot participate with the worship gathering.
也就是她不能进入圣殿或者是会堂。
She cannot go enter into synagogue.
那么这在 律这个旧约里面的律法里面，尤其礼仪的律法里面，它有明确的交代。
This is recorded in the Old Testament for the worship laws.
那么在利未记第十五章25到27节，他这样写道。
From Leviticus chapter 25.
第十五章25到27节。 女人若在经期以外患多日的血漏，或是经期过长有了漏症，她就因这漏症不洁净，在她与她在经期不洁净的一样，她在患漏症的日子所躺的床、所坐的物都要看为不洁净，与她月经的时候一样，凡摸这物、这些物件的，就为不洁净，必不洁净到晚上，并且要洗衣服，用水洗澡。
Leviticus chapter 15, verse 25. When a woman has a discharge of blood for many days at a time other than her monthly period, or has a discharge that continues beyond her period, she will be unclean as long as she has the discharge, just as the days of her period. Any bed she lies on with her discharge continue will be unclean, as is her bed during her monthly period, and anything she sits on will be unclean as during her period. Whoever touches them will be unclean. He must wash his clothes and bathe with water, and he will be unclean till evening.
那么民数记第五章第一到三节也这样写道，他说耶和华小谕摩西说，你吩咐以色列人，使一切长大麻风的、患漏症的，并因死尸、因死尸不洁的，都出营外去，无论男女。 都要使他们出到营外，免得污秽他们的营。这营是我所住的。
And the book of Numbers chapter 5 verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, command the Israelites to send away from the camp anyone who has an infectious skin disease or a discharge of any kind, or who is ceremonially unclean because of a dead body. Send away male and female alike. Send them outside the camp so they will not defile the camp where I dwell among them.
那么也就是说，患血漏的和患大麻风的一样不洁净。
So that we know that who suffered leprosy or discharge of blood all considered unclean.
那么任何人不可以摸他们的衣服和身体。
Nobody can touch their clothes or body.
如果摸了就变为了不洁净。
If that happens, will be considered unclean too.
所以呢，这位妇人所受的不只是生理上的痛苦。
So this woman not only suffered the physical pain, and she also suffered in the society and also for her belief. Because she cannot be together with all the other Jews. Because according to the Jews' law, when she touched Jesus, that is also considered against the law.
那么这里我们看到，她来摸耶稣是凭着信心。
But we know that when she touched Jesus because of her faith in him, and he struggled quite big in order to can touch him. The reason she did that because she heard that Jesus did many miracles.
那么虽然她没有亲眼目睹，却完全相信。
She didn't see that by herself, but she totally believed Jesus.
然而想接，所以呢，她就想接近耶。但是呢，她想接近耶稣是非常不容易的。
But it's very difficult for her to get close to Jesus.
因为主耶稣周围呢有很多的人在跟随，在拥挤。
Because oftentimes Jesus is always surrounded by a crowd and many people pushing and shove each other.
一个患这样的病的一个软弱的妇人，如果能够来到耶稣的跟前，实在是一件真的是很大的事情。
With a woman with such disease and very weak, then it's very difficult to for her to get close to Jesus. She needs to overcome all the crowd and get close to him. Even maybe she will lose her life for that.
So I remember when I was in high school and university.
I remember when I was in high school and college.
那么假期回家呢，总是一个发愁的事情。
During the summer times when I go home, it's always struggling.
那么因为回家呢，都是要坐火车，还要坐公共汽车。
Because we need to take either buses and or trains to go home.
而买票的时候呢，人们都不排队。
And when we trying to purchase the ticket to the train, people do not get follow the rule and line up.
我们大家都知道，当在假期的时候买票的人是非常的多，真的是上百上千。
We know that during the summertime it's the peak time. It's many people that they want to buy tickets and get home.
而谁有劲才能挤到前面买到票？
Only those who are have strength enough to get to the window to buy the ticket.
我觉得有的时候呢，费了很大的劲挤到前面，票已经卖光了。
I remember oftentimes I spend all my energy to get to the front, but the tickets all sold out.
但是这位富人，他我们可以想象他花了多大的努力。
We can imagine how this woman suffered such a struggle to get to Jesus.
我们可想而知她为什么能够做到这样的。
We know that why she struggled so much to get to him.
因为她有信心。
Because she has faith.
而正是因着她的信心，她才得到了主的完全的医治。
Because of her faith, she was healed by Jesus.
我们看一下第三十节到三十二节。
Let us look at verse 32.
耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说：“谁摸我的衣裳？”门徒对他说：“你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？”
At once Jesus realized that the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, "Who touched me?"
那么这里我们再一次看到主耶稣完全的神性和完全的人性的体现。
Here we can know that Jesus is his deity and his omniscient and all-knowing power.
那么作为人，他接受基督，他受时空的限制。
As man, that Jesus is also limited. He has limited power in space.
那么他只能同时待在一个地方。
He can only appear in one place.
那么他的眼睛也只能看见他眼前所发生的事情。
And his eye only can see the things that surrounding him.
然而他的人性一点也不会减弱他的神性。
But his humanity will not weaken his deity.
那么这位神，他仍然是无所不知、无所不能的。
As a God, God, he is all-knowing and almighty.
那位妇人的心思意念，他的一举一动，他都知道。
He knows that woman's thinking and all she has struggled and did.
因着他对主的信心，主就成全了他的愿望。
Because her faith in Jesus, Jesus fulfilled her will.
也就是他十二年的血漏，通过主耶稣摸主耶稣的衣服，就完全的得到医治。
The 12 years of discharge of blood was healed because of his her touch Jesus' cloak.
那么这里我们主耶稣呢，虽然知道他的信心
，Even though Jesus knows her faith，
他也要让他的信心在众人的面前来被见证。
He wants to reveal her face in front of the crowd.
我们看一下三十二节到三十四节。
Verse 32 to 34。
那么耶稣周围观看，要借做这事的女人，那女人知道在自己身上所藏的事，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情完全告诉他。耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。你的灾病痊愈了。”
Jesus kept looking around to see when had done it, who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell on his feet and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
那么其实呢，从这里面我们看到，这位妇人意识到了主耶稣知道有人摸了他的衣服。
Jesus realized somebody touched his clothes.
所以呢，他心中就充满了恐惧。
So that's why the woman was full of fear.
他以为主耶稣一定会责备他。
She thought Jesus will rebuke her.
然后他的信心呢，再次得到主的赞许。
But her faith once again was praised by Jesus.
而且改变了他与主的关系。
And also changed her relationship with Jesus.
主不但了没有责备他。
Not only Jesus didn't rebuke her.
也没有再称他为妇人。
And she didn't call her woman.
而是称他为女儿。
And called her daughter.
我们还记得耶稣曾经两次称他的母亲为妇人。
We remember that Jesus called her mother twice as woman.
那么一次是在约翰福音第二章第四节。
Once is in the book of John chapter 2.
那么一次是在约翰福音的第十九章二十六节。
And another time is from the book of John chapter 16.
那么十九章二十六节
Chapter 19 verse 26。
所以呢，在此处呢，我们可以看到诚实在主的眼里是何等的宝贵。
Here we can know that honesty is very cherished in the eye of Jesus.
所以不管大人还是孩子，
No matter if you are children or adult，
一个人如果失去了诚实，也就失去了一切。
Without honesty, that you cannot be trustable.
那么主知道我们每个人的心。
God knows everyone's heart.
那么当我们祷告的时候
，When we pray，
那么我们一定要把我们真正的心思意念，诚诚实实的来告诉主。
We need to present all our honesty in our heart and mind to God.
那么他必会保守和顾念我们。
And he will keep and care for all our thought and mind.
那么我们还记得，主耶稣此时正在和雅鲁去他家，要来医治他快要死的女儿。
We know at this time Jesus is on the way to the house of Jairus.
那么现在呢，正是在他们途中。
And this is in the middle.
所以呢，从在雅鲁家发生的事情，我们也会知道，主耶稣也是掌控生命的神。
And next, the things happened in the house of Jairus, that we know that Jesus has the power over life.
这就是我们今天的第三点。
And this is the third point we'll talk about.
其实更具体的说，主耶稣掌管人在地上的生存时节，或者人在地上的死亡时节。
And accurately say that Jesus controls the time that when we will live and the time when we will die.
也就是说人的生死不是偶然的。
So man's live or die is not just happens.
那是神命令的。
And it's all ordained by God.
那么在约伯记十四章五节告诉我们。
And in the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 5 says,
人的日子既然限定，他的月数在你那里，你也派定他的界限，使他不能越过。
Man's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. So look away from him and let him alone till he has put in his time like a hired man.
那么这节经文告诉我们，神不但掌管人在地上的年日。
And this verse tells us not only God controls the time people are on earth.
他也掌管人在地上居住的界限。
And also, he set the boundary for people how where they should live.
那让我们看圣经中一个具体的例子。
Let us take an example in the Bible.
那么西西家呢？他是列王时代犹大国的一位国王。
Hezekiah, he's a king that during for the Israelites.
在圣经上告诉我们说，他行耶和华眼中为正的事。
And the Bible tells us that he has done the good in God's eye.
那我们看见有一次亚述的军队来攻打耶路撒冷。
We know that there's a time that the Syria army was attacking Jerusalem.
那时候西西家正在病得要死。
And at that time, Hezekiah was about to die.
所以他就诚心地来祷告耶和华，求神的怜悯。
And then he prayed earnestly to God and asked his mercy.
那么耶和华就派他的使者出去呢，在亚述的营中击杀了185,000人。
And God sent his messengers to kill the armies of the Syrian over 150 soldiers.
并且加倍了西西家王15年的寿命。
And also, he added 15 more years to Hezekiah's life.
那么以赛亚书38:5是这样说的：说你去告诉西西家说，耶和华你主大卫的神如此说：我听见了你的祷告，看见了你的眼泪，我必加增你15年的寿数。
And in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 5 says, Go and tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life.
那么现在我们回到今天的经文，我们看第35节。
Now let us come back to today's verse 35.
还说话的时候，有人从寡妇他的家里来说：“你的女儿死了，何必再劳动先生呢？”
While Jesus was still speaking, some man came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore?
这里告诉我们，当主耶稣还在与瘸愈的那个妇人说话的时候，有人来报信。
And here tells us while Jesus was talking to the woman, he had healed. There's a messenger come.
那么这个报信人说，雅鲁的独生女已经死了。
And they told him that Jairus' daughter already died.
也不必再麻烦耶稣过去。
There's no reason to bother Jesus to go.
那么在人看来，雅鲁12岁的女儿已经是再没有活的希望了。
For human's perspective, this daughter, there's no way she can come back to life again.
其实我们有很多时候也会这样想。
Sometimes we often think this way.
如果一些事情在我们身上发生了
，something happens to us.
我们往往会说，那为什么我们还要麻烦神呢
？Why we still bother God？
然而，我们一定要记住，弟兄姐妹们。
But we still remember the principle。
我们千万不要不好意思去麻烦神。
Never think that your souls it's sorry to bother Jesus for anything。
因为他对我们每一个他的儿女诚心的呼求和眼泪都不轻看。
Because he cares his children, he never take it lightly for his children's tears and request.
Because he
is almighty and all-knowing God, and the goodness and the kindness is his attribute.
我们看一下三十六到三七节。
And verse 36 to 37.
耶稣听见所说的话，就对管会堂的说：“不要怕，只要信。”于是带着彼得、雅各和雅各的弟兄约翰同去，不许别人跟随他。
Even more in what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James.
那耶稣在这里是告诉这位绝望的父亲。
And here Jesus is telling this hopeless father.
是说，雅各，我知道他们所说的一切。
Jairus, I know what they have said.
我知道你家中所发生的灾难。
I know what happened, the tragedy happened in your family.
我也知道你的心。
I know your heart.
一切都不迟，你不要害怕。
Nothing is too late. Don't be afraid.
只要真心的信靠我。
Just believe, me.
我们再看三十八节。
Verse 38.
他们来到管会堂的家里，耶稣看见那里混乱嚷，便有人大大的哭泣哀嚎。三十八节。
When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly.
那么当时呢，就在犹太人中有一个习俗。
There is a custom among the Jews at that time.
那么，如果有人去世，他的家庭就会雇佣一些专业人员来哀哭和吹笛。
If there's people just died, the family will hire people that to cry or play some music for the tragedy.
来表达他们对死者的哀伤。
To express their sorrow for their loss.
而雇佣的这些多少，雇佣多少这样的专业人员，是取决于他们自己的家庭的经济状况。
So how many people they hire to do this depends on their family's economy status.
那么，所以呢，这样的专业队伍呢，它一般呢是由至少由三个人组成。
Usually consists of three people.
一个人吹笛的，两个人是哀哭的。
One is to play the flute, and another two are in charge of crying.
那我们知道那么雅各呢？他是一个管会堂的人。
We know that Jairus is a ruler of the synagogue.
那么他呢？不是一个一般的家庭。
This is not an ordinary family.
所以很可能这些他雇佣的这些人呢，很可能比三个更多。
He might hire more than three.
因为这里的经文告诉我们，说当主耶稣他们一行到达的时候呢，他们人们正在那里大大的哭泣哀嚎。
Because the verse, the scripture verses tells us when Jesus arrived, there's a crowd, there's a big commotion and the crowd wailing.
而且在那里大大的喧闹。
And there's a big commotion there.
我们再看三十九到四十节。
And verse 39 to 40.
进到里面就对他们说：“为什么乱嚷哭泣呢？孩子不是死了，是睡着了。”他们就嗤笑耶稣。耶稣把他们都撵出去，就带着孩子的父母和跟随的人进了孩子所在的地方。
He went in and said to them, "Why all the commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep."But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was.
那么雅各的家人和雇来的这些哭嚎的人，其实都知道这个女孩子已经去世了。
The Jairus family and all the hired people, they all know that the daughter has already died.
那么他们本以为不管雅各请来这个是谁，都已经无济于事了。
They thought no matter who Jairus invited to come, then there's nothing he can do.
然而主耶稣告诉他们，他是睡着了。
But Jesus told them the daughter is asleep.
所以这些外面这些人呢，他们就嗤笑耶稣。
So the people there all laughed at Jesus.
而耶稣呢，就把他们撵到外面去。
So Jesus asked them to out.
那么指领着孩子的家人和他的门徒进到孩子的屋里面。
He only took the child's parents and the disciples to go in there.
而通过第四十一到第四十三节，我们也知道。
And from verse 41 to 43, we know.
那么每个以色列人都知道尸体是不洁净的。
We know that to the Jews that the corpse are unclean.
那么洁净的人摸了尸体也会变成不洁净。
The clean people who touch the corpse are all considered unclean too.
那主耶稣他是顾念人的神。
But Jesus is he is a God that cares for his people.
那么他体恤人的软弱。
He understands our weakness.
他接察人的心。
He knows our heart.
那么他知道血肉之人是不洁净的。
He knows that the woman who suffered the discharge of blood is unclean.
他不但没有责备她。
He not only he didn't rebuke her.
他医治她，安慰她，称她为女儿。
He healed her and comforted her and called her daughter.
他也知道死尸是不洁净的。
He also knows that corpses are unclean.
他却要拉着那位十二使命来的手。
But he still holds the hand of that daughter.
用他温柔亲切的话语使他从死里复活。
With his gentle voice and words that he asked the daughter to come back.
其实这就是我们所信的主耶稣基督。
This is the Lord that we trust and believe.
他甘愿担当我们的污秽和我们的罪过。
He is willingly take all the uncleanness and all our sinfulness.
为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And died for our sin on the cross.
嗯，就像彼得前书二章二十四节告诉我们。
Just like it described in First Peter chapter 2, verse 24.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤。你们便得了医治。
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
弟兄姐妹朋友们
，Brothers and sisters, friends，
我们今天在这里呢，通过主耶稣所行的两个神迹
，Through the two miracles Jesus did today，
再一次认识到我们所信的是谁。
Once again, we know that who we are believe.
他是恩慈、良善、全知、全能的耶稣基督。
He is the compassionate and most gracious God, and He is all knowing and almighty.
他体恤人的需要。
And He hears our need.
他知道人的真正信心。
He knows our faith.
他也掌管人的生命。
And He also controls our life.
那么在新的一年里，求主继续来怜悯我们。
And during the beginning of the new year, we continue to ask the God to lead us.
带领和保守我们的教会。
Bless and lead our church.
赐我们智慧和力量。
Grant us wisdom and power.
那么加增我们对主的爱。
So that our love for Jesus will be added.
愿意拿出更多的时间来与主亲近。
We want to spend more time with our Lord Jesus.
因为他先爱了我们。
Because He loved us first.
他为我们舍命。
He died for our sake.
也让我们每一个弟兄姐妹能够常存敬畏他的心。
Our brothers and sisters, we often should have a fearful heart toward Him.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not follow the will of the world.
让我们在考虑每一件事情的时候，要把主放在首位。
Everything when we consider, we should put our Lord first.
好叫我们知道何为神的良善、从全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we will know what is the good and perfect will of our God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。透过主你的话语圣经中的教导来让我们知道主你是那位良善的那位全知全能的神
Oh Heavenly Father we thank you through the scriptures you have taught us we know that you are a good and perfect kindness God that you are almighty and all-power, all-knowing.
主，就求主你透过今天的信息，你对我们讲话。
So today's message, speak to our heart.
让我们能够满心知道你的旨意。
So that we will understand your will wholeheartedly.
就让我们真的知道主，你顾念我们。
And let us truly know that you care for us.
主，也让也求主你赐我们在你面前的诚实。
And also grant us the honesty.
主，我们。主，让我们能够时时刻刻、诚诚实实地来到你的面前，向你呼求。
So that we can come often, to you to pray to you.
主，求主你就满足我们真正的需要。
Lord, please satisfy what is the true need for us.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢主。